When doing an EUMR, there are many things that must be monitored. Ideally, a staff not involved in the restraint would monitor the use of the EUMR. There may be times that other staff present must assist in the emergency use of manual restraint or assist other individuals to safety. In those cases, the staff person doing the manual restraint must also monitor the response of the person. The staff doing the monitoring must look for any signs of physical distress. This includes signs of decreased circulation, pain, or positional asphyxiation, meaning a person is not getting enough air due to the position of their body. Staff also need to monitor the situation, de-escalating to the threshold when an EUMR is no longer needed and can immediately end. You need to be carefully watching so you can recognize when a person is no longer an imminent threat and you can immediately end the EUMR. They do not need to return to a completely calm status. They may still be upset, but as long as they are no longer an imminent threat to themselves or others, you can end the EUMR.